This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAI. Well, I just don't want everybody to get their hopes up, okay, about the whole eclipse thing. My guess is wherever we're standing, we're not in that band where the sun comes across, or not the sun, but where the eclipse is going to be seen the best across the U.S. The majority of us don't live along that line. So we're expecting it to go to total darkness and, you know, zombies come out, and it's not going to happen that way. There is a cool site called Solar Eclipse by Your Zip Code, and it tells you how to, by your zip code, figure out what you're going to see. And it's going to be a little dark in my neck of the woods. But the problem is we're full of clouds. It's raining outside and there's clouds, so we're not even going to see anything anyway. So there's a lot of people that think that they got their protective glasses. I hope that they are the type of glasses that have been, I don't want to say authenticated, but they're the ones that are specifically for solar eclipse. I still wouldn't trust any of these glasses to stare up at the sun. You know, we did it in the 70s by a little index card sticking a pinhole through it so we could look out, but the sun could barely hurt us going through that pinhole. If you do want to see the solar eclipse, you guys know what a solar eclipse is. I told you. That's where the moon passes between the Earth and the sun. You know, the moon has its own orbit. You know, the Earth is on orbit, and it all goes around the sun, and the moon's like, la di da di da, and then here's the Earth, and then the moon, you know, gets its tushy in between the Earth and the sun. And the reason why it was designed this way, for those of us that believe God designed it all, is God didn't want the moon and its tushy blocking the sun from the Earth and then messing up crops. So God's like, look, okay, the moon has to keep moving, right? And the Earth has to keep moving so that the sun could still always hit and do what it needs to do. So when this moon, you know, this eclipse happens, this solar eclipse, because it is eclipsing the sun, it's going to be like, you know, seconds, maybe minutes at the most, right? So, but for those people seeing the real, real darkness of it, they're going to think it's really, really cool. People have traveled, people took off work, you know, people took out hotel rooms, people made money on this. There was a lot of money to be made. But you want to know what? Look. You know, nobody's hopefully getting hurt. Nobody's going to, you know, well, some people can't get hurt. They're actually saying that, you know, ERs are bracing themselves right now for a whole bunch of people, for spikes of people coming in to the emergency room. We'll talk about that in a second. But you know what? If everybody's kind of, you know, kumbayaing and, you know, going, yay, and, you know, everybody's in a happy mood, I'm for it. Fine. Fine by me. So where can you see it? They say the NASA has Eclipse Live. The space agency is hosting the most comprehensive online coverage of the event. The live stream starts with a preview show at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, hosted from Charleston, South Carolina, where the path of totality concludes in the lower 48. The agency will then begin streaming the eclipse live as it makes its 100-minute 14-state march across the country. Streaming images from more than a dozen monitoring sites include the International Space Station, 50 high-altitude balloons deployed across the eclipse path. And so, yeah, I don't know what those balloons are. I love balloons. When I was a kid, I hated clouds, but I really love balloons. And so I could just see some bird go, well, what the hell is this stupid thing? And then pop it. But I'm sure it's a balloon that's not very difficult to pop. There are sites in Idaho, Wyoming, Carbondale, Illinois, Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and even a Coast Guard cutter stationed in the Atlantic. So for those of you guys that are like, look, I'm at work, I don't have time to stand outside and try to get my retina burned, you can go to NASA Eclipse Live. There's also something called SLOOH.com, S-L-O-O-H. This is an online community that provides live feeds of space from robotic telescopes, and that has also emerged as a strong online hub for the Eclipse community. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you were talking about dating sites, you know, and how I should go on a dating site, right, where I can meet somebody that I have, you know, that this may work for those of you really, really into astronomy. And not astrology too, but astronomy and suns and eclipse and moons getting their tushy in the way of the light. That could be pretty, maybe, you know, but there is an eclipse community. The site is hosting a 5-hour long eclipse celebration and live stream that it promises will cover the eclipse from the moment the moon's shadow first touches the Earth's surface before racing from one coast to the other, capturing everything from the partial phases across the country to the, quote, magical moment of totality as it streaks across the United States at supersonic speeds. Boy, this is more exciting than the next Star Wars movie coming out. They say the live cast will include commentary. Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be commentary. But this time, not from, you know, sports heroes, from Tony Romo. This is from astronomers at SLOOH's Eclipse headquarters in Stanley, Idaho. Okay, you know what? You know how whenever there's a double negative, it's a positive? All right, so first you got an astronomer at SLOOH's Eclipse headquarters in Stanley, Idaho. You put all that together, I bet these guys are really hot. Along with feeds from sky watchers based along the entire path of totality. They really know how to make this sound sexy, doesn't it? You know, like, look, they make it sound super exciting. The Weather Channel and Twitter have teamed up for their own live stream of this Great American Eclipse. Oh, they have a name for it now, the Great American Eclipse. The coverage begins at noon. We'll track the eclipse live on Twitter from 10 locations, again, across the path of totality. There's also a Red Bull cliff diving contest. Something's going on there. And then National Geographic has a total solar eclipse live. Total eclipse of the heart. I don't know why I haven't heard that song on the radio today. There's going to be astronomers and astronauts and people on National Geographic. The San Francisco Exploratorium, they're going to be offering a 3-hour eclipse event, also narrated by experts as opposed to somebody like me. So, good luck, guys. Just don't get into any car accidents. They're saying ER visits are expected to climb today. Be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so something that really, really upset me over the last few days is I was watching how things were going on social media and online, and I think, and I'm sure you all have noticed this too, that there is a big group of people that would just love to see another war, civil war, shall we say, going on in America. And I see that number growing. I don't know if it's because people are bored. I don't know if people think, you know, Game of Thrones is like so awesome, and it is. I love Game of Thrones. That, you know, they want to be, you know, alive and, you know, adult during, you know, a war. We haven't had a major war you know, since, you know, Vietnam. True, we had the Gulf War, Persian Gulf War, et cetera. But, you know, I see people just want to egg this on. Now, thousands marched in Boston. I got to admit, it was a beautiful sight seeing people, you know, again, express their freedom of speech, being able to, you know, peacefully rally. It was actually, you know, when I see protests and when I see, you know, people, you know, want to air how, and you saw people in the Boston Commons. I don't know if you guys have ever been in Boston Common, that big park area. It's a gorgeous area. And you saw people there of all ages. You saw kids and grandmas and parents, and I don't even know what side certain people were on, but it really was a beautiful sight seeing people, you know, rather than sitting there watching TV or on a computer, you know, sitting there doing something American. And I thought that was pretty cool until I saw a sign that said, which side are you on? And side was capitalized. And I'm like, which side? If I was in Boston and I walked up to the protest and somebody asked me, okay, well, which side are you on? I'd be like, well, I'm the side of American. I'm on the side of no hate. I'm on the side of let's unify and become the strongest country ever. I'm on the side of telling politicians not to put their careers first and to group together to get something done. And I'm on the side of avoiding a civil war. So whatever group that is, tell me where to go because that's where I'll stand. And I have a feeling there was not really a designated group. That's not what they were looking at. Right? My guess is somebody has decided to make this a two-sided argument. And when you force somebody to choose a side, that is the recipe for trying to make a divided country. Now, I think there's a lot of us out there that think, you know, Confederate statues is rubbing salt in the wound, and or these Confederate monuments, and that it shouldn't be in a place that, you know, causes people discomfort. I understand museums. You know, I've seen, you know, things from Hitler era in a museum, and, you know, it kills me to see swastikas and stuff, but I understand history has its place, and, you know, we have to preserve history, so we learn from it, so I don't mind seeing those things in a museum. You know, but, you know, if I had to drive around the city and see a statue of Hitler, that would really bother the hell out of me. That would. All right. So I understand that. I understand the Confederate statues. They were put up, the majority of them were put up in the 20s. And actually between the late 80s and the early, up until the late 80s to the 1950s, I believe there were a lot of these statues and Confederate monuments. Now, I do understand memorializing Americans who died to fight for their part of their country. I get that. You know, I mean, many people, you know, even the Civil War was about slavery, and, you know, thank God the North won. But, you know, I understand that there were, that why back in the 20s and maybe the late 1800s, monuments were put up because people lost family members. And so, you know, maybe a redesign of what a Confederate monument should be. You know, those who had to pick a side, you know, I'm sure a lot of the people in the South that joined the military really didn't want to, you know, be a part of the slavery discussion or kill other Americans. But during the wartime, they were called to serve and they had to serve. And so, you know, when you have, you know, families who lost their sons, lost their dads, et cetera, I understand why you want to put them, you know, you want to memorialize any of the veterans. I get that. All right. But rubbing salt in the wound, putting up somebody who, was detrimental to the abolitionist movement, that I can understand is something that wants, you know, people would want to take down. I think in Texas, they took down another four, Confederate, statues or monuments, in the middle of the night. But is this why people want to start a whole nother civil war? Remember, I mean, the reason why our country went to war and the reason why our country divided and very bloodily and carnagely divided was because of treating people as unequal. And that was a very huge, scary, scary time for many of our Americans. And, states had to rally to help free them. Meanwhile, other states where their economies were completely dependent on it, they rallied themselves. So this was a time that was very, very, vicious. It's the Civil War is one of the, biggest blemishes on our history. It's nothing that we're proud of by any means. But without the Civil War, we wouldn't have been able to free the slaves. And so when you see people talk about, and I guess there's a lot of op-eds out there, people talking about, are we headed for a second Civil War? I guess Foreign Policy polled various national security figures on the likelihood of a new Civil War, and the panel put the chances at 30% of another Civil War. The New Yorker posed the same question to several Civil War historians who replied with ominous comments such as, it's not inconceivable that it could happen now. So not inconceivable, and the thing is, when we think of Civil War, we're like, okay, we don't want to go there. Okay. We don't want to start losing our states. A divided country is weaker than a country that stands united. But there's people there that want this. There were protesters out there wanting people to pick sides. There are people wanting a revolution. Are these people that oppressed? If they are that oppressed, then yes, they need to be heard, and they need to be, we need to, evaluate what is repressing them to the point that, they can't live without, taking up arms. But if it's a bunch of people out there that, just really want to see some trouble, want to see in a Trump administration a war breakout. I mean, see, one thing that really ticked the Obama supporters off during his presidency was the media was talking about how divided the country is. The country has never been this divided. Well, no president wants to go down with his legacy of having the country the most divided, okay? And so if this quote-unquote civil war that was supposed to happen, let's say, during the Obama presidency could be pushed off to the Trump presidency, then Trump gets the blame for the country being the most divided. And, I'm really seeing some people want to have more damage and mayhem, so Trump's presidency goes down, right, in flames. And that's not the American way, people, okay? We don't cut off our nose to spite our face. We don't do that, okay? And this is what I'm seeing. And I know, people trying to reassure me on Facebook that it's only a small proportion of the population. I hope it is. I really hope it is. And like I said, God bless everybody who was out there protesting and, supporting their cause. Except, of course, the Nazis and the white supremacists. I am no fan of them. And I don't know what the hell, they're thinking. Honestly, But, in terms of us, being able to air our concerns, it's a beautiful American right that we have. But, trying to institute another war, okay, it's to me, I think, very malicious. And I'm very concerned that that's where this country is going because people want their own excitement. And that's a bunch of baloney. Look, we're going to have presidents that are crappy. All right. Now, both sides, both political spectrums. Okay. Does that mean we have to kill each other? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
North Korea. Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We say goodbye to Jerry Lewis, one of our favorite slapstick comedians, screenwriters, authors, directors, singer, humanitarian. He did so much. He was living in Las Vegas when he passed away, surrounded by his loving family at his side, according to Mark Rosano, his manager. He was 91 years old when Jerry Lewis died. Many of us remember him from The Nutty Professor, The Bellboy, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Very, very famous, for his work for muscular dystrophy. The, Labor Day Marathon that we would see for decades. I think it started in the 50s And then it would broadcast yearly in the 60s and spanned over 5 decades, and he raised over $2 billion and awareness for muscular dystrophy. Now, he himself had a variety of health problems. He had a couple heart attacks. He had back injuries. I think he suffered from viral meningitis a few years back, diabetes, episodes of hypoglycemia. There was a report that he had pulmonary fibrosis and even prostate cancer. He had been married previously and had 7 children. He had lost a son from what we heard, acute morphine intoxication. There's been reports that it was suicide versus overdose, but he lost his a son. But he is survived by his current wife, Sandy Pitnick, and his 6 children. You know, a lot of, you know, details are coming up on, you know, his past. I had no idea that he was in a relationship with Marilyn Monroe. Did you guys know that? I had no idea that. I guess he had a fling with Marilyn Monroe. And he said after sleeping with her, he was, quote, crippled for a month. Of course, he was very, very close to Dean Martin. I think he joined Dean Martin at the age of 20. And, you know, it's so funny because, you know, when you see him, for a lot of people who, you know, don't remember a lot of his comedy, you know, you start to see a lot of Jim Carrey. You see a lot, you actually see a lot of current comedians, you know, that were inspired by him. And when they created their comedy, many times you could see a little bit of Jerry Lewis in each of them. You know, Dean Martin had actually died in 1995, and Jerry Lewis had said, you know, there isn't a day when I don't think about him. He said, you can't write love off or put it on hold. It stays with you until death. So he was really, really close with his buddy Dean. And, I want to read more about the Marilyn Monroe thing. I just think that's, you know, oh my gosh, man. You know, I don't know. I mean, Marilyn Monroe really with JFK, with, you know, Robert Kennedy, with, you know, I don't know. I mean, part of me doesn't want to believe any of that. And that, you know, it was a publicist that wanted to make her a sex symbol. So there had to be sex stories, you know? I don't know. I just wonder. All right. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Chicago Uber driver is being charged. He's 44 years old. With locking a 19-year-old female passenger in his car and demanding sex in lieu of fare. Apparently, the victim managed to escape after jumping out of the car. This happened in Chicago. Mohammed Fahim, 44 years old, was ordered held on a $100,000 bail for this July 4th incident. He was pulled over by police for a traffic violation, and when officers responded, ran his name through the system and discovered the incident report involving the female passenger who charged him with 3 counts of unlawful restraint. The 19-year-old woman had requested an Uber through the ride-sharing app, but her request somehow got deleted. So the passenger offered to pay him in cash. The driver instead demanded that the passenger have sex with him, according to prosecutors. When the woman turned him down, he allegedly locked the doors of his car and refused to let the rider out until she yielded. Sometime later, when the Uber car slowed down in traffic, the passenger was able to escape by jumping out of the moving vehicle. A spokesperson for Uber called the passenger's allegations against the driver troubling and said his account with the ride-sharing service has now been deactivated. Yeah, I got to tell you, I think Uber and Lyft and all these car, riding services are, you know, a fascinating way for, you know, people to, you know, find work when they don't have a job, and for, you know, people to not have to pay high, you know, cab prices. And it's a very interesting industry, but I just don't know how these companies protect against the crimes that could happen. And I know this is alleged, but that's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And for those of you that smoke marijuana, I want to apologize. Here's a little scary story. Study. They say a new study provides evidence that marijuana can raise your risk from dying of hypertension, now tripling the chances. Remember there was a study just recently talking about blood pressure and marijuana? Well, now we're being told that researchers surveyed 1,200 participants of marijuana habits, following them up for 20 years, looking at their body mass index, et cetera, and they found that you were 3 times more likely to die of high blood pressure than those who didn't touch marijuana. And for every year of marijuana use, the risk grew by 4%. So they say the heart effects of marijuana may be even greater than the heart risks already established for cigarette smoking. So they think it's the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol, that may be behind some of these heart risks. Because the THC acts on the endocannabinoid system, this helps regulate heart function, can increase the heart rate and blood pressure. You know, it could also be that the pollutants or the irritants that could be within the smoke. So, you know, when you smoke marijuana, if it wasn't completely purified and cleaned, et cetera, and there's pesticides and fungus and all sorts of other crap on it, that stuff getting into the system could irritate the heart. You know, they're doing a lot of studies on pesticides and heart risk. So in addition to the THC and the tetrahydrocannabinol and what it could do to the endocannabinoid system that's in place, it helps to regulate a lot of functions in the body, you know, I'm wondering if it's maybe the chemicals. You know, personally, I would love to see marijuana a part of our, medical regimen. I'd love to see it in every doctor's bag, right? You know, well, what could you do for me, doc? You know, I would love to see that implemented in many people's care. But, you know, we just don't have any consistency or predictability of the product. We don't have any uniformity. Right? We don't have technically, data on, okay, well, if you have clean, in a way we do. You know, we have some data on the FDA Marinol and approved Marinol pill that we use for cancer patients, and it doesn't work as well as regular marijuana. So, my suggestion would be, and I don't want it regulated to the degree that we've seen other things regulated, okay? I understand that could cause a whole Pandora's box to open. I get that. But, you know, we try to say, oh, yeah, marijuana is good for this, or just smoke marijuana, or this or that or whatever. You don't know what you're getting. You don't know if you're getting crap. You don't know if you're getting a good strain or a bad strain. You don't know if you're getting something weak. You don't know if you're getting something contaminated. And it would really be nice to have, you know, quote-unquote clean pot. And I think a lot more medical providers would be behind it. You know, I was asked this weekend again by somebody going, why won't medical doctors, you know, get behind marijuana and prescribe more? Why are there so few doctors prescribing it? And, you know, number one is, you know, it's still not legal federally. So you have some people, you know, having concerns about that. But, you know, in my practice, the big concern was liability. Until I am told that doctors will be, you know, free of liability or excluded from any litigation if marijuana worsened a person's symptom, or they got into a car accident, or et cetera, or killed somebody accidentally while they were behind the wheel, I don't want to be the one prescribing it. And so, you know, once, you know, the powers that be could do something about the liability, which I don't think they ever will, then you'll see more doctors getting on board. But all doctors need is somebody getting a stroke and the family going, but look, there's a study saying blood pressure tripled. So, you know, risk from dying from blood pressure tripled and you gave them marijuana. You should have known that you're getting sued. You're not going to see a lot of doctors on board. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I've been taking One World Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Science. All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got to talk Zika for a second here. There's a study, which is some good news, okay, when it comes to Zika. They do not think that Zika lasts as long in semen as previously thought. Remember we were talking about that it could be in the semen for over 6 months? Previous research had suggested that Zika virus can be found in the semen for as long as 188 days after the onset of symptoms. Now, that was very frightening last year because people were worried they would go down to Rio de Janeiro for the Olympics, come back, and possibly spread Zika if they were bit by a mosquito for the next 6 months and get their girlfriend or wife pregnant. Well, this new study looked at 12 men in French Guinea who had Zika virus. Four of the men never had any detectable Zika in their semen at all. One excreted Zika virus in his semen for at least 3 days, and seven had Zika-laced semen for at least a month. The maximum duration of detectable Zika in semen in the study was 45 days. So this data suggests that not all men who are symptomatically affected with Zika will have Zika virus RNA detectable in their semen, according to Dr. Franck de Laval of the Military Center for Epidemiology and Public Health in Marseille, France. So the results also show that Zika does replicate in the testicles, the semen-producing glands. Testicles make your sperm. Since the amount of Zika in semen was significantly different than the Zika load found in the men's blood, they say more data is needed to better inform public health recommendations. Now, this is my problem with this, okay? I don't give a damn if 12 people barely had Zika in their semen. I'm still fixated on what happened last year when they said that they saw it float around for 188 days. Okay, one thing we learned about Zika is this virus could hide out. So if this virus hides out and it decides to hide out in the testicles, then that unfortunately can cause any pregnant mom to acquire Zika if it's sitting around that long. So, you know, this 12-men study is a very nice study. A bravo, yay, very nice, thank you for the study. But that's not, to me, going to negate something that said last year 188 days. So the CDC recommends that men potentially exposed to Zika use condoms or abstain from sex for at least 6 months. If 188 days, let's say throw an extra month in there. They say it's unlikely that the CDC is going to change their recommendations based on this. But that is some good news that, you know, maybe there are certain people of certain ethnicities who handle Zika better than others. You know, and maybe, or maybe there's different strains of Zika that aren't living in semen long enough. So pretty cool nonetheless. All right. Not so cool is a zoo gorilla dies of cancer after having constipation surgery. A 49-year-old Iowa land gorilla at the Topeka Zoo in Kansas. Oh, gosh, if you ever want to go to a good zoo, yeah, you know, Kansas has some amazing zoos. Wichita is a good zoo. You know, Midwest really knows how to make some zoos. Anyway, this gorilla died Sunday after tests revealed that she had late-stage ovarian cancer that had spread. The zoo said in a statement that after Tiffany failed to improve since her surgery to clear a significant amount of stool from her colon, the gorilla was taken Sunday for scans that revealed two abdominal masses later identified as tumors linked to stage 4 ovarian cancer. During a surgery later Sunday, it became evident that the cancer had metastasized to the abdominal wall. So you're going to see this article making it look like that the surgery is what killed her. No, it's not. They had, in this surgery, realized that she had cancer tissue. Apparently, Tiffany was born at the Kansas City Zoo in July of 1968. Then she spent, she's a little baby gorilla. So cute. Then she spent much of her time at the Topeka Zoo. And then she even lived at the Buffalo Zoo in New York in the 1980s. So, you know, poor thing. That shows you, you know, gorillas have the same things that we do, you know, whether it's ovarian cancer, it's a shame. We got some good news here. A new superbug-fighting antibiotic has been found in human breast milk. Remember we were talking about Tasmanian devil breast milk could be used to fight superbugs? Well, what about human breast milk? So they say with the rise of these antibiotic-resistant superbugs, or these bacteria that can't be fought with our, store of antibiotics, obviously the pressure is on. And researchers from Vanderbilt University have found a new class of antibiotics in the human breast milk. Now, we know that breastfeeding is healthy. You got, you know, proteins and fats and sugars and antibodies. And so, you know, breast milk knows how to protect the baby. When a baby is born, there's not a lot to protect the baby. So the mom has to breastfeed the baby so the baby has as much protection as possible. These antibacterial properties were mostly thought to come from the milk's proteins, but the Vanderbilt team decided to investigate if sugars also played a part. This is according to newatlas.com. So, they say to test the antibacterial properties of sugars, the team first extracted compounds called oligosaccharides from a few different samples of human breast milk. Using mass spectrometry, they created profiles of the compounds and then introduced them to cultures of infectious bacteria, in this case, group B strep. Then they said in the first experiment, the team put 5 milk sugar samples against 5 strep colonies. While 3 of the samples didn't do a whole lot, 1 was moderately effective and 1 wiped out the whole bacteria colony. Then a second round of experiments has now been ongoing, and the team is now looking at more samples. So, 2 have been found to kill bacteria and destroy this biofilm that bugs create to protect themselves. Remember in the movie Independence Day, there was that green, you know, shield? That's what a biofilm is. And so they found that some of this breast milk, these breast milk oligosaccharide sugars, could kill the bacteria without even breaking down the biofilm, and others could destroy the biofilm themselves. So this is interesting. They say the sugar has this 1-2 punch. They first sensitize the target bacteria, and then they kill them. Well, that's what sugar does, you know. My husband, when he always wanted to get lucky, you know, he brought sugar, you know, some chocolate. It really works. It really brings down our defenses. So they say first they sensitize the target bacteria, and then they kill them. Biologists sometimes use this synthetic lethality. I tell you, you know what? Scientists are geeks. They really know how to make things sound pretty sexy. Scientists call this synthetic lethality, and there was a major push to develop new antimicrobial drugs with this capability. So even if the sugars aren't killing the bacteria, if they could destroy the biofilm, that then helps our other antibiotics to work. So, you know, to come in and finish the job. So this is pretty damn cool. So researchers combined milk sugars with antimicrobial peptides found in human spit and then introduced that mix to strep cultures. And they said that the peptides had an easier time fighting the bugs when the milk sugars took down their defenses first. So this is pretty damn cool. Now, some of you guys are like, well, wait a second. I thought sugar, you know, helped incite bacteria. It's true, but we're talking about breast milk sugars. Breast milk sugars have antimicrobial properties. So what bugs did they try this on? The, quote, escape group, the Enterococcus faecium, the Staphylococcus aureus, Staph aureus, Klebsiella pneumonia, Actinobacter baumannii, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and Enterobacter species. So these are some nasty bugs that are already undergoing evolution to become more and more super bugs. And so this is, like, huge. I'm really excited about this. I think that, we are definitely on the way. And looking at what, you know, we have in nature is, I think, the best way to go. Sending hearts and prayers to the 10 missing soldiers after a U.S. Navy destroyer collided with a merchant ship. 5 sailors have been injured, 10 missing, when the USS John S. McCain guided missile destroyer and an oil tanker more than 3 times its size collided near Singapore. Not sure why this is, keeps happening, but prayers, and I hope they find these guys. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to.
sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.